podcast uses profanity and topics may be disturbing for some listeners. Listen at your own risk. Welcome back to Helen Hills Podcast. I'm Bryce.
I'm Amanda.
And hello.
Hi.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How B? How
C?
Howie?
How fee? How
Alfie?
Alfie.
Okay. I think we're off track already. I don't know how it happened.
No, this train's long gone.
Yeah. Well, hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm full. I'm full of salsa and guac. Spicy guac, specifically. My husband's dying.
It's not. Okay, so it's not going to be that spicy.
What?
It can't be that spicy, the guac.
Oh, he's not having guac. I'm having guac.
I know. I was ignoring him dying. That didn't bother me at all. I was just talking about the guac. You said it was spicy.
I don't think it's that spicy. It's white people spicy.
It's Amanda spicy.
No, not even, because I'm not tearing up.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate for you.
Yeah. It's pregnant Amanda spicy. There you go. Because both of my pregnancies, I could not handle. I barely pepper.
Was it like heartburn pain?
Yes, and I think because of the heartburn, I lost my tolerance to the spicy. Mm. Because, yeah, the heartburn was out of control.
Look, I just started a new medicine for that, over-the-counter medicine that my doctor told me. It works wonders. Do I remember what it is? No.
Does it matter? Do you remember to take it?
Yeah, Cody came over a couple minutes ago with my medicine and was like, did you take it? As I'm looking at the empty day or the empty morning thing, because I have morning and night pills. Yeah. That way I don't mess up my stomach first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Granted, I did tell him earlier I forgot to take them and that he needed to make sure I took them when I got home. And so he was doing his job.
Yeah, he's just doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. He's also been in trouble, so.
No.
He was in trouble today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to hear about it? He should be, but he got out of it.
Oh.
Look.
What'd he bring you?
Let's talk about it. So, I start working, you know, get on my computer, and I say something like I'm thinking about because I'm hungry at this point. And I'm like, what sounds good? Like, what sounds good? And we don't really have a lot in our fridge. I haven't gone grocery shopping, so I need to. And then that took me to the thought of a grocery store nearby that has delicious donuts.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't crave a lot of sweets with the babies. I crave mostly like hamburgers and french fries and that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I did crave a lot of ice cream in the beginning. Not so much anymore. But now it's not, I don't really want as many sweets, but I said something to Cody earlier this morning and I was like, don't donuts sound good? Hint, hint, heifer. And he was like, then go get donuts. And the way he said it, I was like, I don't want donuts anyway. Never mind.
I probably would have went and got myself donuts. And him, he can watch me eat the donuts. But weren't you working?
Yeah, I was on my computer. I was working.
So you can't just go get your own donuts.
I mean, I could have taken a quick break. It's like right around the corner from our house. My point being is, hint, hint, go get me a freaking donut.
Right.
And
me, your pregnant, suffering wife.
Exactly. And he says he was joking around, but I was like, never mind. I don't even want a donut now. And then he had to go run an errand because he's been trying to fix his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if he texted me or I text him, but one of us texts the other one. And actually, I can figure out pretty quick. let's see. That was this morning, and I was very upset with him. Oh, you know what? I made the donut comment earlier, and then I was texting him, and I'm like, I'm getting hungry. I need breakfast ideas. And he was like, you just find food. And I was like, I need ideas. Please help your pregnant wife out. At this point, I've already mentioned a donut, so he knew. And yeah. I told him I wanted something sweet. And then he came, because he was in the other room when I was texting him this. And he came out and was like, go get you a donut. And that's when I was like, never mind. I don't even want one. And He texted me while he was running his errand. He's like, "Do you want me to get anything on my way home?" And I said, "Donuts before me and the boy baby boys cry, because that's what we're craving, specifically the ones from this store, the good ones, with no judgment from you." And he was like, "Okay." He almost made me cry because he wouldn't get me donuts.
It's not like you ask for a lot.
I just ask for him to just do everything I tell him to.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot, okay? I had to follow up with, "And I want no sass from you when you're doing it. I want a smile on your damn face."
Did you get your service with a smile?
He did bring me two donuts. He didn't get himself any. He didn't want any, I guess. So he brought me two donuts with sprinkles. So he narrowly avoided getting in trouble. Oh, he was this close. I was ready to cry. I was like, "I just wanted donuts. No
What if he
point
would
in
have
dealing
brought you donuts, but they didn't have sprinkles?
Oh, I would have been pissed. I would have cried. I'd be like, "This isn't what I asked for. I specified in the text chocolate bar with sprinkles."
If they didn't have sprinkles?
Well, then you better ask him to put some sprinkles on one of those chocolate bars.
Honestly, I had people come up, like men and one woman, I think. Whatever. I had people come up when I was still decorating cakes, and they were like, "I know this is weird, but can you just do this? Like, my pregnant wife wants so." And I'm like, "Sure. I've heard crazier things from pregnant people." And I wasn't even, this is before I was pregnant.
I was
So,
gonna say this is before you had kids.
yeah. So I was
Oh.
like, "You know what? Yeah, sure. I've met a pregnant woman before a couple of times. Yeah, give it here. I'll do
Sure,
it."
sure. Yeah. So I was really upset. I was like verge of tears because he was judgy with me about me wanting a donut and was sassy. And I was like, "Okay, I guess I don't need the calories then."
Bad move.
So it's fine. He brought me home my two donuts and then we were good. He narrowly saved himself from getting in trouble. And
I'm
he kept
proud of
saying, "I
you.
was just joking. I was joking." No, you weren't. You said it so aggressively. It was kind of mean. But yeah, that's what he did this morning. And then I told you I had three stories, didn't I?
Yes. That was one.
That was one.
Okay. Oh, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't remember the other two. Oh,
Oh,
I
okay, cool.
remember
I
one of
thought I
them.
did
Hold on.
something wrong.
No, I remember one of them now. I don't know what the third one was. Look, I had a dream the other night.
Oh, okay.
This is not a long one, but I would like my dad to know I'm not going to forget this. Okay?
Oh.
Because in this dream, my dad was trying to get rid of Dash. Excuse you? And Dash ended up coming to me in the dream, and I was pissed at my dad because how dare he even threaten in my dreams to get rid of Dash?
Is he just not good enough for your dad? Is that what it is? Is he not good enough for
Apparently,
your dream dad?
apparently not. And I already told my dad this today because it was last night, I think, that I had the dream. I was pissed. I was like, "How dare you? How dare you?"
Absolutely unacceptable.
And my dad was like, "Why would I ever get rid of Dash? He's my little buddy." I'm dad. I'm just telling you what you did in my dream, and I was pissed off about it. Rightfully so. We might bash on Dash on occasion, but we love that dog.
Yeah. Never
So,
turn your back on your own.
yeah, I was pissed. I was so mad.
That made more sense in
I knew what you meant.
my head.
But yeah, I was really pissed off in the dream. And so, Dad, I didn't forget that. And I'm
No
going to have a
wonder you wanted
reminder.
donuts.
I needed them after that traumatic dream. Anyway, so that was story number two, and I do remember story number three.
Okay.
Have I said anything about the dresser saga yet?
No.
Oh, just hang me when I talk about this damn dresser, okay? Oh, so we've needed a dresser for the baby's room, and I wanted specifically to put it in their closet. The closet's deep. It's like a pretty good size square.
I love dressers and closets. Yes, it saves
Yeah.
so much space.
Yeah, and I was like, "I don't want anything too crazy. I want it to be able to be pushed into the closet, out of my way, out of sight, out of mind, right?"
Okay.
So I ordered one back in like, I can't remember if it was late March or early April, but somewhere like forever ago. I don't know what your dog is doing.
You can hear that, right? He's doing his aggressive sniffing.
Oh, he is pissed off at whatever he's sniffing at. But anyways, so I order this dresser from Amazon. And I choose to order it at used because you know, some of the things you can order used. But it said it was...
Yeah, and they're virtually, like, they're fine.
Right. So, and it said it was, like, the condition was, like, new. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Okay. I can do that.
A dent or a scratch?
No big deal. It's going in their closet. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And it saved me, like, $25.
Sounds good to me.
So I was like, okay, deal. I order it, and when I order it, it's all of a sudden, and remember, this is, I'm pretty sure it was in April. And it's like, oh, this won't be here until May 12th through the 21st or something. It's like, that's...
What?
Yeah. Really long time to wait on a dresser, but whatever. I already ordered it.
Are they building it?
No, I have to build it. I knew I would.
Are they taking it apart? What?
I don't know. And it's used. So I'm like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? I won't need it right now anyways. It's fine. But with that, with us waiting on that, the baby's room has so much stuff that we're just like, oh, I need this freaking dresser. Finally get the dresser a couple weeks ago. Okay. I opened this damn thing up. There are no instructions. There's no hardware. It's missing handles to the drawers.
That's not like new. That's, hold on.
Oh my God. It was so bad.
Did you get your money back?
Yes, I did.
Did you get to keep the dresser?
No, I did not. I sent that. I don't want it.
I was going to say,
put it together.
Yeah. That would be a James project.
Yeah, I can't even put it together. We sent that back. I was like, out of my life, please. Give me my money.
Amazon really tried to pull the wool over your eyes.
I was like, this is not like new. What do you mean?
No. How was it like new? You don't even have the
instructions? I'm missing
instructions?
Half the parts. I'm missing the important pieces that hold it together.
If they would have at least sent you, what were you missing? The instructions, the knobs, the door pulls.
And hardware. All of
and
the
hardware.
Yeah.
Oh, all the screws and.
Yes.
Okay. If they would have sent you the instructions and the hardware, possibly even just the hardware, because I know a lot of times you can find instructions for things online.
Yeah.
If they would have just sent you the hardware, and you found the instructions online, I would have kept it. And I would have been like, you know what? I can get some cute drawer pulls. I can choose them myself. No, they gave you nothing. They gave you wood?
Well, okay, there it's not even wood. Like, it had no wood on it, right? I bought a cheap one. I knew I did. And it was one of the fabric ones where the drawers are fabric.
Ooh. Okay.
And then the frame is metal. But I did that intentionally because that's lighter. If something happens and it falls over on one of the babies and it's not mounted to the wall, because I'm telling you right now, it's not getting mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt as bad, right? Do I plan for the babies to pull it over in the closet? No, I don't. I'm just saying. I was thinking about that.
Do you plan for the toddlers to pull it over in the closet?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. My point being is that that's why I wanted to go with something like that instead of like a nice wood, you know, sturdy dresser. Also, had very specific size requirements. I couldn't find one that was a wood dresser that was matching those size requirements. So, you know, I have to pivot, and that's fine. So I'm all pissed off. I call my mom, and she's like, "Well, send it back." I'm like, "I already have. I already have. Mom. I have. It was done before I even called you." I'm so irritated. I guess it wasn't sent back. It was the refund was requested, or the return started.
Yeah, the footwork. It was going.
That was like last week sometime. Pretty sure I got it on the 21st or 22nd. We returned it like the next day. I was so annoyed. So now I'm having to look for a new dang dresser. Now I have to look for a new dang dresser again. And I was like, I was done. I had a good deal. I'm having flashbacks to the bookcase, and I'm still bitter about the bookcase. I don't know. Did I tell you about the bookcase that never came?
Yeah, it was a dinosaur. Yeah.
So cute. Went to Houston. So that got refunded to me
damn
as well.
Houston.
It was a scam, obviously. I was so sad about that. Anyways, so now I'm all upset because I'm like, I'm still keeping an eye out for a cute bookcase like that because I loved it. It was a dinosaur shape. It was so cute. Fine, it's fine. And then I have this dresser that I have to look out for. I did find one on Walmart, but that was another frustration as I was like, now I have to wait all over again for it to be shipped. But I found one on Walmart. It didn't cost significantly more than what I would have paid for the other one that was used, and this one was new. I ordered it, and let me just tell you, Walmart pulled through.
Oh, good.
Because Walmart, when I ordered it, said it would be here by June 3rd. I accepted it. I was like, you know what? It's fine. It got here yesterday, and I think I ordered it on the 25th,
Oh.
26th. I actually think I ordered it on the 26th. So Sunday, and I got here Wednesday.
So they were like, you'll get this on Monday. Just kidding. You'll get it in like 4 days.
Today, yeah. So we got that, put it up, and that I was putting it up because Cody was doing something else. So I was putting it up by myself. It's just wireframing, and I was sitting on the floor anyways. Dumb me didn't pay attention
Oh no.
to the instructions, and I had the middle piece on backwards.
Oh no.
I had to take that off, and of course, that was step one. Thankfully, I only made it to step two by the time I noticed, but I had to unscrew that, turn it around, rescrew it in. And by the time I did that, Cody was back, and I was like, you finish. I'm done. I
Here, I
am
started and then
done.
I unstarted. Now you take over.
I started, unstarted, and restarted and got back to where I was before I unstarted. You finish it. So Cody and so we were able to put some baby stuff away last night. Go away. He hears me talking about him and he comes and shakes his butt for the camera like he's some sort of stripper. This isn't OnlyFans. Anyways, so we got some baby stuff put away last night, thankfully. And their room feels so much better. Oh
I
my
was going
gosh.
to ask if you feel better now.
There was a bunch of stuff where I'm like, why didn't I take this out to the shed? Cody, take this out to the shed. It's heavy. I'm not touching it. So I feel so much better in there. Oh, and Cody, he even said, like, if the babies came today, which they're not, they are not. They got until June at least, which I know is only a couple days away, but y'all hear me? June 14th is the earliest you guys are allowed to come out.
Oh, it's my little brother's birthday.
That's after hours after work. That's my requirement specifically because that'll be two full paychecks with a raise that I just got at work. And so,
Yep, that sounds good.
anyways, so even if they came today, Cody's like, I feel like the room's basically put together. So, win right there. And I
So
was
that's
like,
a big check mark off of your list.
there's still some things that we need to do in there, which I'm not gonna lie or sugarcoat that. Yeah, but it does feel much better in there. So that's my stories.
I'm sighing relief for you
Oh, tell me
on your
about it.
behalf.
I was like stressed because I was like, I'm never gonna get a dresser. I'm never getting a dresser for them. There it's I the Walmart's gonna be a scam too. Just you wait. And I was like, I waited very patiently. It didn't come from China, so we're good.
Walmart was like, you should have called us to begin with.
Walmart was
Let me
like, you
drop
got
this on your door.
hey, no, because Walmart's the one with the bookcase.
Oh, never mind. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Everybody sucks.
Yeah, they all suck. Okay. Walmart's not getting a good track record with me right now either.
They got some making up to do.
Oh, anyways. So those are my stories.
Oh, I didn't tell you. So yesterday, I get a text message at work. It's never good. It's the daycare.
I was about to say it's daycare. Is Annie cussing at the daycare now?
No. Oh, I should have asked that. No, actually, I think I did. Somebody said something this morning and like, she was like, do you know what she did yesterday? I was like, did she cuss? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh yeah, of course not. Not my child.
Okay, well, good. That's what we needed to hear.
No, apparently she had diarrhea so bad that it was in her shoes.
Oh. Oh, gross. Okay.
Yeah, and they were like, we had to wipe her down. And I was like, thank you. First off,
Thank you
thank
for
you.
wiping her down.
Yes. Which I understand what, because there's like, legal stuff. They have to be like, hey, we had to do this. We didn't just undress your child for the fun of it. Like, okay, I get it. I know I got it. Okay. Thank you for wiping her down. And they put her, like, I keep extra clothes in her little backpack and they put those on her and they were apologizing. Her teacher was like, I'm sorry, she doesn't have any shoes. I found the extra socks in her bag, but it was in her shoes. Oh, okay. And apparently, like, as as she was wearing her excrement, I guess. I'm trying to say this nicely. As she was wearing her project, she was just running around playing, having fun. I was like, are you kidding me? And they were like, no, we had to chase her down. I believe that.
Okay, cool.
I believe that.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. My daughter is foul.
Oh.
So yeah, I had to leave work yesterday and she was so clingy. We basically just cuddled on the couch all day. And every time I would try to get up, she would be like, Mama. And she would pat the couch to have me like sit back down. I'm like, all right. And then she would be like, cuddle. I'm like, okay. And I had to put my arm around her. It was a stressful day. Oh, on the cussing thing, she did. So she's getting better.
Okay.
The other day, we were in the car and I don't even know what happened. I think she dropped a cookie and she goes, F and F. And I was like, oh, biscuits. And she goes, oh, F. Okay.
One less F in there,
Yeah,
okay.
well, you know what? I'll take it. First of all, still kind of proud that you're using them correctly. If I, I gotta be honest here. I'm not gonna be honest to her,
Right.
but it's just, she's still using them right. And we got one less in there. So
Yeah.
cool. Then I had something else. Oh, okay. I had one more fun story. So my job now, I told you most of the calls, most of the customers we help are through phone calls, and we occasionally get an email. And so the customer care center, the people that you get when you call and you don't have like a direct number, they send us emails from time to time, and I think they have like a format or probably like a form that they fill out. So it's like customer name, time of call, what, oh, I can't remember the word, what department, like treasury services or financial or internet banking, stuff like that. And then it says what their problem was. And then under that, it says state of caller. Alabama, Florida, New York, they're all over the place, right? So we get one today. And we go through everything. And it was asking about like corporate credit cards or something like that, which, first of all, that's not us. Find the right people. But corporate credit cards, and it said state of caller, good. What? Not their mental state, ma'am. That's not
That
them.
shows more about their mental state than anything. The fact that they're like state of caller, I guess I'm good. Okay. I'm not gonna yell at you guys. I'm fine.
Like, you know what? Actually, I would prefer that to what state they are physically in. State of caller, irate. Not it. Not claiming that email. That's not me.
One
That
wasn't me anyways. It's
no,
fine.
that
It's
feels like a
fine.
supervisor email. That's what that
Right?
feels like. But
Oh my God.
I got a good little chuckle over that one.
Oh my hell, that's pretty funny.
But yeah, that's it for me. My daughter has diarrhea and that's it. State of Amanda, good.
That doesn't sound as good as you think it does. That's the real concern. State, good. Are you sure? I just am worried. Like that's where I am is. Are we sure you're good? How sure are we?
Not very,
Oh God.
if I'm being honest.
You're like, yeah, it's fine. We're fine. It's all, we're surviving. Oh my hell. That's pretty funny. I'll give it to you. That's pretty funny.
I quite enjoyed it. I should have WebExed you it.
You should have. It's kind of rude.
I don't remember what happened. Oh, my WebEx was being stupid at the moment. I had to get IT in there.
Oh. Well, how dare your WebEx?
It's okay. We won it over.
Oh, I mean, you could have just asked me and I would have been like, call your IT. Oh, gosh.
Way ahead of you.
Done. Check. Already done. All right. Well, anything else? Any other stories?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, are you ready to talk about some socials?
I would love to.
Okay, well, we have them. We've got hell. We've got hell.
We've got hell. We've got pure hell.
Okay. I'm in hell. It's fine. We've got Facebook, Instagram, both Hell on Heels podcast, X, formerly Twitter, Hell on Heels pod. It's fine, guys. We're going to make it through this. We have our Discord and our Patreon up and going. If you want links for Discord or Patreon, the best place to get those is from our link tree, which if you just Google Hell on Heels podcast link tree, guess what? It's going to come right up. Jesus Christ. We also have our email up and going. So if you have any questions, comments, complaints, concerns, want to be laughed at, want to laugh with us, whatever it is, you can email us hellonheelspodcast@gmail.com. And then if you do enjoy listening to our bullshit in this apparently hell, as I call it, feel free to tell your friends, family, frenemies, situationships, significant others, cats, dogs, cat and dog friend owners, whoever. Yeah, whoever you want to listen as well. That way we can continue to grow and release episodes for you guys. And then now that hell is done, I'm ready for your hell, I think.
All right. Okay, so my story this week takes place in Japan in 1985, and it revolves around this Oranaman sea dream. And people usually shorten the name to either Oranaman sea or just Oranaman. It sounded like similar to, instead of Coca-Cola, people just say Coke. They're not going to say, oh, hey, honey, run to the store and get me an Oranaman sea dream. Too long. Too many syllables. Oranaman C is a nutritional drink with vitamins, honey, and the vitamin C of 11 lemons, according to the website. It feels like a lot of vitamin C.
I'm just confused already on how this is true crime related, but I'm hoping you'll get there.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
Okay.
Yeah, so 11 lemons. Other sources describe this as like a kind of like a juice drink with added vitamins in it. So it kind of sounds like Body Armor or something like that to me.
Okay.
Otsuka Chemical Holdings Company Limited. Whew, they distributed and they what? It was made by Otsuka Chemical Holdings Co. Limited. Just because I wanted to say that twice. And it was distributed and sold by Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company. Mm-hmm. This drink was named after Otsuka Company's Oranine H ointment. And basically this ointment was super popular. So they created this drink, hoping that it would also become really popular. And they named the drink after the Oranine H ointment and Min C, which was a drink high in vitamin C. So they took the two, smashed together. Here's your drink.
Okay.
Oranaman C, you could get it in grocery stores, convenience stores, and Otsuka Pharmacy vending machines. And for people that don't know, vending machines in Japan are freaking huge. Like, honestly, I'm kind of jealous that you can get literally almost anything out of a freaking vending machine. They have hot, they have cold, they got drink, they got food, they got pharmacy. I think they have porn. Like, anything you want, you can get it out of. Not, sorry.
Whoa!
Not saying,
Amanda's just, like, I'm throwing out my secret desires here. Whoa.
No, ma'am. I'm just saying, I went down a rabbit hole. Okay. They've got, like, from A to Z, you can get it in a vending machine. Ooh, that okay, should be their motto, not... actually. Pay me.
Stop it. TM, TM, TM.
Yeah.
Anyways, these aren't, like, all in the same vending machine. They're different types of vending machines, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You have to get your Tylenol and your porn separately, but you can get them.
You just have to walk down to the correct vending machine.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. 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 I'm following now.
You're following me to the porn machine?
No, I'm following your train of your
my train hamster thought, wheel.
Your yeah, I'm following your thought process, okay? This is truly hell for me.
I'm glad someone is. Okay, I'm just going to keep reading. So, by the way, this is why I don't just go off of memory and read my notes, because then porn happens. So, just going to go back to reading my notes.
You are stuck on that. You're just like, porn, porn. Please stop. We don't want to think about it. I'm going to get a call. My dad is going to be calling me and saying, why in the world do you know what that is?
Look, they have a lot of vending machines, okay? I found a list, and some of them I was like, how do you put that in a vending machine? Just whatever. Anyway. Yeah,
I don't even know what it is. I don't know what she's talking about, okay?
We're talking about Aronimen C.
Okay.
It's a drink. It is a rated G drink. Otsuka Pharmaceutical had noticed that this drink was just wildly popular with middle-aged men, but when it comes to the younger generations, their numbers were lacking. So to combat this, they come out with this promotion. They ran a BOGO. We love a BOGO.
Oh, Lord.
I love a BOGO. Okay. Buy one, get one free. On April 30th in 1985, Fukuyama Hiroshima, he was a truck driver, he bought a drink at a vending machine. And he noticed a bottle of Aronimen C sitting on top of the machine. Most sources said it was sitting on top. Some sources said that it was in the machine. He found a bottle at the machine. Okay. And he took it. And it's believed that a couple things. He either assumed somebody had gotten it from the machine and forgotten it. Maybe they got two as part of the buy one, get one deal, and they didn't realize it. So they left one on accident. Or they could have left it as like a pay it forward type thing. It's also possible that he just didn't care. And he was like, oh, so a free drink. And he took it. And he drank it. Whatever reason.
That's more concerning than anything else.
That he just found a random drink and took it?
Yeah.
I also agree. I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, though, because my colon doesn't need help not acting right. But I don't know. I still to this day, I meet people that drink after one another. And I'm like, no, thanks. I can't allow myself to do that.
I currently only swap cooties with my husband.
It's the same. And my children, because I made them. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get sick if they're sick anyway. So,
well, I don't have the children yet. And I don't like to swap cooties with the dogs, so.
Oh, I do not swap cooties with the dog, no. Yeah, kids, no, I don't have a choice. Lee has 1.5 teeth now, so he's currently chewing on his hands, and then he likes to stick his slobbery hands in mine and James's mouth. It's gross. I'm uncomfortable.
I don't like that. That's something I'm going to struggle with.
It makes me physically angry, Bryce. I want to yeet him out of my hands at that moment, because it's always when you're like either not looking or not paying attention, because they're, you know, he's trying to get your attention, so he puts his slobber. Babies are not always cute. I'm here to say it. Gross. My kids are so gross. Petri dishes, both of them. He takes a drink. So he drinks it. He takes it. He drinks it, and he gets very sick. Pretty quickly, he ends up passing away days later on May 2nd, 1985.
That's quick.
Yeah, it was, he got the drink and he passed 2 days later. So forensics found paraquat in his vomit. It's paraquat dichloride, and it's a weed killer. It is highly toxic to humans in even small amounts. And this stuff is toxic all the way around. It's harmful if you get it on your skin, if you inhale it, if you ingest it. Like, just don't buy it, in my opinion. I don't want it. Because it sounds like you can't even be near it.
Yeah, I don't know why you would want to be near it at that point.
I don't know. I have no idea. It's like carrying around a bomb. From what I read, it can destroy the body in days or hours, depending on how much is ingested. And it was very easy to get because everybody's got weeds.
Yeah, but I don't want that near me if it's that deadly.
Yeah, me neither. I think I'd rather have a nice little dandelion.
I'll take the weed. You haven't seen my backyard. It is weeds.
Joke's on you, paraquat.
And I don't care. It's fine. We'll just keep planting grass until the weeds quit.
One source did say that you had to prove a need to purchase paraquat because a year earlier in 1984, it was used in approximately 1,402 suicides in Japan.
Jeez.
But like I said, like, how hard would it be to prove you needed a weed killer? Like, do you just bring them a weed? It was unclear on how that kind of went down.
They're like, come with me to my yard.
Yeah, we need to do a home check. My milkshake
brings all the boys to the yard.
My weeds bring all the paraquat to the yard.
But I have weeds. I need paraquat. Or else the milkshake is not doing its job. As I have Cody in the background saying, what?
We're talking about weeds and milkshakes.
We're talking about weeds and milkshake.
You'll have to listen. Mind your own
business. Yeah, maybe if you would listen, I wouldn't have to repeat shit to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
This is my little darling.
Okay, so there is a time lapse in the specifics. If you're going to threaten to choke me, come
rub my shoulders.
But.
That's the cat. I want my shoulders
in the paraquat. You're distracting me. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm over here telling Cody, rub my shoulders, not the cat. And he still didn't do it. Dad, as you hear this, he's not following instructions.
Wow, that's great. Remind me to clip only this part and send it to your dad.
I'm rubbing Bryce's shoulders.
I will remind you.
Requested?
I
need a timestamp. 43:40.
In case you're wondering, I tattle on Cody to my dad a lot. He doesn't like it.
No.
It's not like, Dad, are you ready to hear about this bullshit Cody pulled?
He didn't do this. It's like the dumbest
thing. I have video evidence.
I just want to say, if Bryce is not completely pampered, she's not happy.
What's the problem? That sounds like a you problem.
He doesn't even know what you said. Sorry. Okay. Anyways. Hey, Dad, thanks for that. I know you didn't do anything, but thanks for that.
His ears are burning.
Oh, he must know.
So there is a... There's a lapse in... There's not even a lapse. There's not a lot of specifics on this case. I don't know if it's because a different country. You know, I do know from what I read, the Japanese... what is it called? The Japanese National Police Force, they kind of kept it very close to the chest. But... So the deaths in this case, they occurred from April to November of 1985. On September 11th, Haru Otso, he was 54 years old, and he was going fishing, which is, just sounds sweet, like an old man going fishing. And on his way, he stopped at a vending machine. He got two bottles of Aronimen C. He drank one, and about halfway through the second one, he started feeling bad. Some sources stated it was about a half hour. He was taken to a hospital in Tonobayashi hours later, and he died the next night. So very quick.
God.
On September 25th, a 50-year-old man fell ill in Wakayama, and he was hospitalized after consuming one of the drinks. He was listed in serious condition, but it was unclear on whether he made it or not. Also unclear is if The next lady made it. She was hospitalized the next day. And she was a 40-year-old housewife. She got sick after drinking one of the drinks from a vending machine. And I didn't look this one up. I'm sorry. Shizuka. The next death I was able to find specifics on, now there are more than what I'm listing, was in October 1985, 44-year-old Takashi Sakai. He drank 2 Oronomen C drinks, and he passed away 6 weeks later. This kind of almost feels worse because he lived with this poisoning for 6 weeks.
What? Oh. And what effects does the poisoning have?
I just grabbed a couple of them because I felt like it was enough. Ingesting paraquat can cause acute respiratory distress syndrome, renal failure, and pulmonary fibrosis.
Horrible.
Yes. It's said that your organs quit working one at a time until you die. The final death was a 17-year-old girl from Saitama. And she died from, after she died from the poisoning, they just stopped. And it kind of makes me wonder if they put these bottles out one at a time, did they possibly kill this child? And they were like, oh shit, that's not what we wanted to do. So did they go get the bottles back after that? That was just kind of confusing to me, but they did stop after this.
Like, stop producing or just stop having issues?
They just stopped. The poisoning stopped.
Okay.
Police responded to this with an investigation, but it went nowhere fast because they had nothing. They had no leads because they never caught anything on security camera. They had no physical evidence. They didn't even know for sure if all of these deaths and injuries were linked. Because there were other drinks that were also poisoned that people got sick and passed away from. One of them was an energy drink called Real Gold. And some were also said to have died from drinking Coca-Cola. At least one time, somebody died from drinking a drink laced with Diquat, which is another herbicide.
Uh-huh.
It's another plant poison.
Yeah.
And they also struggled to find a motive because the victims were so wildly inconsistent. They were different ages, different sexes, different locations. They reached out to Coca-Cola Japan and Otsuka Pharmaceutical as they were the two most targeted manufacturers. But neither company had gotten any threats or attempted extortions. And when I first read this, I was like, what? Is that something that happens, but it's commonly believed that this could have been done by a group of criminals known as the Man with 21 Faces. And I'm not going to go too deep into it because I'll probably end up doing a story on it, but either way, we'll cover it later. I'll put it on the spreadsheet with, 800 cases on it. Throughout 1984, the Man with 21 Faces, they terrorized food companies. And basically what they did was reach out to them. And they were like, hey, we're going to poison your products if you don't pay us a butt ton of money. And at one point, they did put a bunch of poison candy on the shelves. But they also very clearly taped poison warning labels on the boxes. So luckily, in that situation, the only harm to have come from that was said to be the pride of the police because they never found out who was doing it. And it ended up, they were basically, they just wrote a newspaper. And they were like, all right, we're going to stop. And it stopped.
Oh, okay.
Right. So some people think that the person responsible for the Paraquat murders could have been in this group. And maybe they didn't see eye to eye. So they went off and did their own thing. And that's where this could have come from.
Okay.
But since they had basically nothing, the police, what they did, they focused on what they could do. So they warned the public to be wary about drinking abandoned drinks. They warned vending machine operators and retailers who carried those drinks to be cautious of products that might be tampered with. They distributed pamphlets detailing what was going on to the public to raise awareness. They urged stores and other retailers that sold these poisonous substances to be vigilant and keep accurate and detailed records of the people that are buying these products. And they also asked the soft drink manufacturers to help prevent further incidents. So they had, Oronimin C specifically, they had screw caps, but they went to a cap with a pull tab that prevented them from being resealed after you opened them. Okay. And I actually, that's the picture that I have on the drive, those that's like the Oronimin C drinks over the years. So it goes from like the metal lid that you need, like a beer cap that you need a bottle opener for. Then they had the twist caps, and then they had the pull tabs. Well, I think they still have the pull tabs, actually.
Okay.
A spokesman for the Japanese Soft Drink Bottlers Association, Takio Mizuchi, he issued a statement that I would like your opinion on, and I'll read that verbatim. I will say I am going to assume that there is probably some translation here, but...
I was about to say verbatim. I don't understand Japanese.
I'm not. I can't. I would love to speak Japanese, but... I'm not going to try.
The translated verbatim version.
Yes, I'm speaking the English version that was given to me from a newspaper. Okay. Time magazine, I think. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I suck. He issued a statement. If only consumers were more cautious, they would have seen that some of the tampering had been done. They would have seen that some tampering had been done.
I mean, in the first one where he just took the free one, I did think that was gross. Because I thought tampering, first thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's no point in being like, how dare you, you know?
Yeah, like he basically...
No victim blame.
Exactly. He just came out and was like, y'all are dumb. Sir?
Hold on 1 second, sir, okay?
Yeah. Anyway, despite his victim blaming, he did issue 1.3 million warning tickets be placed on vending machines across Tokyo. And while this does seem like a lot, back then there were about 5.2 million vending machines across Japan. Oh, okay. So don't get me wrong, that's still a lot. And it could be that, I mean, you know, if they could have been only putting them on specifically the machines that had those products in them, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But they also advised customers to trash any free drinks they got from the machines and don't drink them. The Vendors Manufacturers Association, they tossed an idea around too. Mm-hmm. So, like, in their defense, people are coming in from everywhere and they're kind of being like, okay, what can we do?
Yeah,
we can't catch the guy or gal, so let's try to help somehow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the vending machine people, they considered altering the machines, and what they were kind of thinking was they would change them mechanically so that they would not accept coins if there was still a product in the dispenser. Sounds great, but this idea never came to fruition. Possibly, people speculate, because it would have cost them millions of dollars to do this, to enact this.
I was going to say, that's an expensive change right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I would say millions of dollars. That can't be right, because there's millions of machines.
Maybe it was based off of like a company. Per company, it'd be millions of dollars.
Yeah. Either way, it's millions upon millions of dollars. It has to be. Very expensive. By December 8th, 1985, at least 10 people died due to the paraquat poisonings. 35 others suffered immensely and were seriously ill. According to CBC News in 2012, the paraquat murders was the deadliest product tampering case in history, claiming potentially 12 lives, possibly causing copycat killers and other people using this chemical, paraquat, to commit suicide. In 1986, paraquat and diquat altered its formula to be less toxic. but it is still very toxic. As of 2002, in 2002, it accounted, what's wrong with me?
I wrote these notes.
In 2002, paraquat and or diquat accounted for 40% of deaths by pesticides. So still very, very dangerous. And the person behind this still remains unknown. And it's hard to say if honestly they'll ever solve it, because they have no evidence, nothing. No video, yeah, no DNA, nothing.
That's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Not as frustrating as having all the information, but no idea still. But
yeah, I feel like it's two different ends of the spectrum. Because on this end, like, imagine what the public is doing. Like, I know they have to have people breathing down their necks, but what are you going to do? What can you do?
Well, right, that's what I was about to say, is what can you even do when you have nothing?
They did good. Like, they got out there and handed out pamphlets, you know, like, trying to warn people. Because I'm with you. I cannot imagine finding a drink on top of a drink machine and just grabbing it and drinking it. Now, if it was still on the inside, I feel like I have definitely, in high school, I went to get a Coke out of the machine probably once or twice, and I grabbed one and I was like, oh crap, here, like, hand it to a friend. I was like, hey, there's two, or like two of them came out. You know, sometimes different, you get the double, bum, 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 the thunder.
I feel like that's different. It's not like I open the thing and go, oh, there's stuff in there, and take it like that. Nope, I have trust issues.
But if you're not really paying attention, or like they were doing a buy one, get one sale. If I wasn't really paying attention and I saw two of them down there and I saw that BOGO, I would probably very much believe, like, oh, cool. Okay. Buy one, get one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I don't know. And I did a video I watched too, said that the pay it forward thing was in the 80s. It was very, very big in Japan. I know. I think we kind of have that every year around Christmas time.
Yeah, but I feel like more with drive-throughs, or, you know, paying for someone in line, or, you know.
Yeah.
Not with just leaving random food. Not with leaving something you ingest just on the corner or something.
But if you're in a country like Japan where so much, I would dare say life kind of revolves around vending machines, or they are used as much as they are. Maybe I could see that being a pay it forward kind of thing.
Nope. Still nope. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I don't trust people. No. In any country,
trust people. Yeah. This is why. This is what we do, guys, in our free time. We research this stuff.
Yeah, we literally read about this stuff. So
all the time, multiple times. Multiple sources, same info.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the paraquat mystery, I'm going to call it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. It's just weird. Because to me, that almost sounds like it could have, maybe it was someone in the factory thinking they were being funny. Or that was had a grudge against the company.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
It's funny that you say that, because another thing that I read and didn't put in here was that psychologists at the time wondered if it could be a disgruntled employee, not necessarily anyone specific, like maybe not an employee at that specific factory, but they said Japan has such a, they said it much more eloquently, but like a work kind of mentality. Everybody's just working so hard all the time that it could be a disgruntled employee, and the only way they are a disgruntled worker. And the only way they find a relief or satisfaction is by taking that out on harming other people.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm thinking is just disgruntled for whatever reason. And they're just like, because of all you people, I have to work so hard. Some of you drink this.
Yeah.
Or it could have been unintentional, maybe. Maybe they had some paraquat. I don't know.
I was wondering where we're going with this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe they, okay, maybe, let's say they did some yard work the day before.
Okay.
And what just happened with Buck? He just, like, collapsed.
Oh, he's in the couch. He's behind the cushion. See, he was looking out the window, and then there he is. The cat made, like, a skittering noise, and then he freaked out because the cat terrorizes him. Whatever y'all do. The cat is 9 pounds soaking wet, and he's 80, but whatever.
It's, okay, that's fine. Anyways, it's, yeah. But maybe they had, like, the paraquat that they were doing yard work with, and they, for whatever reason, like, wore the same pants to work, and like put their hands in their pocket and were working with, like, obviously I hope they wash their hands, but people are disgusting, right? Okay,
true.
And maybe they just touched something that they weren't supposed to and that got in there, and maybe that's why it was like such drastic differences in a lot of these people who passed away or got ill. Like, the one was 2 days, the other was 6 weeks. Maybe it's just how much they got in. So maybe it was accidental. I doubt that, but I'm trying to justify it for someone that maybe feels a little guilty.
See, the thing I wonder with that, though, is they said that paraquat, I keep wanting to say parasquat. I don't know what that is, but that's even sensitive to your skin. So, like, I just looked it up. The risk of poisoning is higher if the exposure is prolonged or if it's concentrated. It says, like, you have to remove your clothes and wash your entire body with soap and water because it could affect your skin as well. And apparently just 1 teaspoon of paraquat can kill you.
Okay, this feels more intentional. But look, I was trying to help, okay?
I know.
It was more for my own sanity. So.
Oh, it can also be fatal if absorbed through the skin.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't enjoy that just because it's unanswered, unsolved. Well, are you ready?
Get the fuck out of here. Sorry.
Okay, so she just obviously saw pictures, but are you ready for a different story?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Hotel Monte Vista?
What? No, never.
Also referred to as Monte V. Monte V.
Yes. So, I haven't heard much, but you pretty much have on here everything I've heard.
Oh, okay. Glad to know that I have something familiar for you. Amanda is over here clapping. She's so stoked.
I'm clapping. I'm so excited.
She is. She looks like a seal. When they clap, that's a walrus.
Yeah. Apparently, I was really loud. Sorry, guys.
I heard it. We picked it up on audio. So
there you go.
Anyways, so that's what we're going to be talking about. So, the ground for Hotel Monte Vista was broken on June 8th, 1926. This is actually thanks to fundraising efforts from the city or the community of Flagstaff. The city raised $200,000 in 1 month in order to begin building this hotel.
And in
this
was, 1 month? In yep, the and 20s?
This was 1924 that they did this fundraising. Now, this
a lot of money.
I know, right? This is located in the downtown district of Flagstaff, Arizona. And it's located along Route 66 at the midway point. So this also was, I mean, this was an effort. They already knew that they were having a boom in tourism. And so this was kind of like one of those efforts where they're like, well, we need a nicer hotel. You know, we need nicer accommodations. And so the city, basically, this was publicly owned, this hotel, when it first opens. But the Monte V would open up on New Year's Day, 1927. And it opened up just 7 weeks after Route 66 opened.
Holy, so, okay.
They're pretty ambitious, right?
Yeah. Like,
they were not messing around.
And that's why it only took a month, because they were like, we got to get this going. This place is already, this road's already open.
It took years because they did the fundraising in 1924, didn't break ground until 26.
So I mean, I was joking, but
I know, I'm just saying your joke is a little off here. Oh, also, there's a high likelihood. There's a high likelihood I said the wrong years the first time. Anyway, oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
But anyways, the hotel is also like near the city's train station, so it makes it even easier for tourists and, you know, all these sorts of good things. So beneath this hotel, there is a system of underground tunnels. They're rumored to have been built by Chinese immigrants in the early 1900s. From what I could find, there was a large fire. Most sources said it was a devastating fire that damaged quite a few buildings in Flagstaff. And the residents at the time blamed the Chinese community and immigrants. They basically said it was their cooking and cleaning practices that caused the fires.
Oh my God. They're cleaning?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of a low blow.
Like, I don't even understand the cooking, first of all, because how dare you? Right. I love Asian meals. Like, I could eat Asian food every day of the week. Like, Chinese buffet in town, I would let them babysit my kids. Like, we go there so often. They watch them grow up, okay? But the cleaning just doesn't make sense. What are you...
I don't know.
What are you cleaning with, like, you taking, like, the aerosol and a lighter to clean your
I guess damn so. Curtains?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
People suck.
They were blamed, okay? So the rumor is that the Chinese community would build and use these tunnels to get around without being harassed.
Oh, that's just sad.
Yeah. Now, these tunnels are not just under the hotel, right? They went from Northern Arizona University through downtown Flagstaff. So it's like a whole ass network they've got here. And the Monte Vista just happened to have access to them. Now, originally, the Monte Vista was actually known as the Community Hotel. When the hotel began growing in popularity, it was time for a new name. And in order to get this new name, they would actually hold a contest that offered one winner to actually name the hotel. And the winner was a 12-year-old girl, and she gave the name Monte Vista, which means Mountain View.
Oh, so, why did a 12-year-old girl do better than I feel like adults would have?
I wouldn't have thought of that. She did great.
Yeah, honestly, I probably would have been like, I don't know, Reed Miller Abode.
Yeah. Now, this hotel would grow in popularity pretty quickly from what I could find. So, like I said, they had already started seeing a boom in tourism in the early 20s. And so the fancy new hotel is just what they needed. And it would actually become the city's hotspot. And it would become a hotspot for showbiz folks. We'll talk more on that one. They did even film a scene from Casablanca in the hotel in 1942.
Did not know that. Never seen that movie.
I haven't either, but I know people have. Mm-hmm. Now, as a hotel, it originally accommodated a lot of businesses. It said there's one report that said there was a barber, the post office, a newspaper headquarter, a two-story lounge, and they would actually go on to host Mary. I forgot to double check how to say her name. Mary Costigan, radio host. Now, Mary, okay. She was the second woman in the world to be granted a radio broadcasting license.
Oh, hell yeah, Mary.
And I forgot to put her picture in, so I'll pull that in a few minutes. She's also the first woman in the U.S. to ever be granted one. So, second in the world, first in the U.S.
Mary's out here doing stuff.
Yes. When she realized, so originally she started in one place, when she realized she needed more space and resources with the increase in popularity of her show, KFXY, she would move to the Monte Vista in 1929, 2 years after they opened. Reports state that over 400 locals would attend her first ever 100-watt show. Before you ask me what a 100-watt show is, I don't know. She went from a 25-watt to a 100-watt. When I Googled it, it just kept talking about burlesque. I don't know what a 100-watt show is. So,
okay.
But, you know, it's broadcasting radio. And then she would go on to, like, this was like a 3-hour-long broadcast. So.
Uh-oh. Holy. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me pull up Mary.
I wonder if that was, like, I also tried to Google it, and what I got was how far will a 100-watt ham radio transmit? So maybe it was, like, how far it
probably was able to be picked up. Yeah. That's what I assumed it was.
Yeah. So yeah, the higher the wattage, the stronger the signal. So she was moving on up. If she went from 24 to 100.
25 to 100, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She, what, tripled.
Yeah, she was not messing around. So I've got to pull up her picture, of course. It's going to be a pain in my ass. Okay. Mary, please stop fighting me and just go into the drive.
I love her.
Okay, I just got her in there, or one of her pictures in there.
I absolutely adore her. I want to be her when I grow up. I love her shirt. What is with that collar? Why is it so sharp?
I don't know, but she's great. That's what we're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's doing her thing, right? She is not, by any means, like, a small name. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, they did open during Prohibition years. So there just happens to be a bootlegging operation during the Prohibition years. I personally feel like this was probably planned, but I didn't see anything that confirmed it was planned from the get-go. But there is a cocktail lounge that would open, obviously as a speakeasy. They would open under the guise of being a newspaper publishing house. From what I could find, this place was not really a secret. Like, everyone knew about it. They did, however, use the underground tunnels to smuggle things in. So, like, they're not being that obvious, but they are. Everyone knows.
That's okay. Yeah, that the tunnels make for a perfect speakeasy.
Yeah. So, the rumors are that at the time, the tunnels would be used for smuggling in booze, illegal card games, opium dens, and brothels.
Okay, and you were talking about me for my vending machine porn, but here you are with all your exes.
I'm just telling you that I know what a brothel is, unfortunately, from all this research I have to do, okay?
Yeah, this episode is XXX.
X-rated.
Yeah.
This episode is apparently just hell on heels, X-rated.
Yeah. If this is on the hell. And then you take the two L's and cross them
uh-huh,
to make an X.
Kind of like a hex, you know? Someone must have hexed us.
We're hex rated.
Oh my gosh, we're hex rated.
Stop it. We'll put it everywhere. It. Put it on a shirt.
Write it. Write it down. TM, TM, TM. Hex rated.
Give me a pin. I need a pin. I'm going to text it to you instead. Because we're millennials.
Okay. I don't remember anything, okay?
I'm myself. I don't remember anything.
Anyways, so they do get busted and they're forced to close the speakeasy in 1931. Not the hotel, just the speakeasy. Reports state that they would put in slot machines just to keep people coming back during that time. Okay. But the cocktail lounge would reopen in 1933 when Prohibition ended. So
okay. They were like, we've still got all this booze in the basement. Let's
it's just open been it back up. Getting a little stronger in the basement, no biggie. That moonshine, it'll be great.
Yeah, okay. Got a couple kegs in there. It's fine.
It's fine. In the 1930s, the Montevi would have actually an emergency signal. It was used to alert authorities or citizens to hazards and or catastrophes around the town. It was just a light on top of the hotel from what I could see. So they kind of had their own little bat signal.
Okay. But
it didn't summon anyone. It just told everyone. Which, all right, that's great. Have fun. Have at it. In the 1940s and 50s, the hotel would become a hotspot for a lot of different stars because there are a lot of different Western movies that were being filmed in the area. Why would they stay anywhere but the best hotel in Flagstaff? Hello?
I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Now, a lot of reports were unclear that most of them said during this time in the 40s and 50s, there was some Wild West rowdiness, bar fights, shootouts, just Wild West type of stuff. I'm fairly sure the timeline on that is off, and that was probably early on when they first opened. I'm just telling you what reports are telling me.
Okay.
Okay. But this is about when, you know, we start seeing some different stars, which we'll talk about them. They start coming in and staying at this hotel, right? Now, we're actually literally going to talk about them right now because this is just in the wrong spot. This hotel housed names such as Esther Williams. She was a competitive swimmer and actress. Barbara Stanwyck, a model and actress. Zane Grey, author. Clark Gable, Anthony Hopkins. Bob Hope, Debbie Reynolds. Bing Crosby. Michael Stipe. If you guys don't know who that is, he's the lead singer of REM.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to Google that because I didn't realize what that was his name. Spencer Tracy, John Wayne, Humphrey Bogart, Michael J. Fox, a.k.a. Marty McFly, John Groovy, and Harry Truman, the 33rd president of the U.S. So, reportedly, President Truman actually really loved the Monte Vista so much, and that was because of one special amenity, or person, I should say, and that was a barber, Samuel Cananus, who worked out of the hotel, and he was like, this best barber ever, done, hands down. But he also loved the Monte Vista in general, is what reports said.
Did not think you were going to say barber. I thought it was going to be a woman.
Nope, it is Mr. Samuel over here. He's doing great things to Truman's beard and hair, I guess.
I guess so. I wonder if he walked in and he's like, give me the presidential special.
And he was like, all right, here you go, Mr.
Have a seat, sir. And he like flaps the barber's cape thing out really hard.
It's got gold stars all over it that sparkle.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are just some of the names that are really, really big, right? Now, the Monte Vista Hotel, this was the longest publicly held commercial property in Arizona until the 1960s when it was sold to a private investor. So, like, this was publicly owned until the 60s. In the 70s, the hotel would become a hideout for some bank robbers.
That sounds fun.
They would rob a bank. And as they were fleeing, they thought they got away. And they're like, let's stop in at the Monte V for a drink, celebrate. One robber was claimed to have been shot before making it back to the hotel, but he would make it to the hotel with his injuries, but he would pass from his injuries at the hotel bar before he could finish his first drink.
What? He went to drink. He didn't go to, I don't know, off the top of my head, a doctor?
Nope.
A seamstress? Somebody who could sew up a hole?
He had other priorities, okay?
Apparently. All right.
So the Monte Vista, or the Hotel Monte Vista, is listed on the U.S. Registrar of Historic Places. Today it has 73 rooms. Now, some sources said it originally opened with 73 rooms. Some said 76. Most sources said it opened with 73 rooms or suites that spread across three separate floors. These rooms are currently described as quaint cottage-like bedrooms. Most have a private bathroom. There are, however, some hostel-style rooms that have the shared amenities. So it's like four rooms to a bathroom or something like that.
I can't.
You know what? From the pictures, it looked like you still had a private room. You just had to share a bathroom.
Yeah, but I can't share a bathroom with strangers.
No, you can't. I'm just telling you, it could have been worse. I might have had to share a room with a stranger.
Okay. If I'm staying there like overnight and I don't have to shower,
maybe
I could do it. Yeah. I could do it. Yeah. But if I have to like shower and get dressed and stuff in there, oh God, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm tapping out.
Yeah. I get it. So the tunnels under the hotel are said to be mostly used for storage and piping. There are some that claim it's still being used for questionable activities. A lot of people kept saying the moonshine distilleries and gambling and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, but why do they need that in the tunnels anymore? So that may have been a mix up on articles where they were trying to say it was from the past, but they have actually said they have found some odd items in the tunnels. Locals and tourists, obviously when this opened, they would have coined the phrase, meet me at the Monte V. From what I can see, that is still a phrase said by many to this day. So,
I've heard of that.
Meet me at the Monte V.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for some hauntings?
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's first of all start by saying who actually reported or claims to have reported the first haunting. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
You want to guess? Go ahead and guess.
I'm going to get it wrong. That's why I was going to ask for a hint. No, just tell me.
Okay. Most reports claim that it was actually John Wayne who would report the first ghost sighting in the Hotel Monte Vista.
Ooh, so tough guy.
John Wayne over here, just like, yeah, it's haunted, no big deal. There's a ghost. Stop it, John, okay? Mr. Wayne. Ugh. He would actually describe his encounter as the ghost was friendly. It was a benevolent spirit. He encountered this ghost in his hotel room because it came into his room in the middle of the night. And he was like, yeah, it was fine. It was friendly. And he would actually have multiple encounters with ghosts at the Monty V.
No.
But, you know.
Why do you keep going? He must have really loved it. Because I can't.
He did. He apparently really did.
Nope. Hard pass.
Okay. Well, we're going to actually talk about some specific ghosts. Some of these are pulled directly from the Hotel Monte Vista website. Obviously, I got information from other sources as well, but there are a lot of these. Most of these are listed on the actual hotel's website. So keep that in.
Okay.
Now, let's start with the Phantom Bellboy. Guests throughout the hotel claim to hear a knock on the door, and they hear someone announce themselves as room service. When you open the door, there's no one there. There's no one even like running down the halls to hide or anything. It's just nothing. They say that bellboy outside of room 210, many claim to actually see a figure of a bellboy, like in the old timey bellboy, like red button up type of thing.
With a little hat?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, I just got goosebumps.
John Wayne would actually report multiple encounters with this ghost, which he said was a friendly ghost.
Something about that little bellboy hat and the little, it's creepy. Also, why do you have to work for eternity? That sucks.
I know, right? It's almost like, what's his face? The caterpillar eyebrows and mustache. I can't remember his name. It was a different hotel.
Oh, Mr. No whistling while you work.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it was his hotel and he was like, absolutely not. You do not get to have fun. But you know who I'm talking about.
I do. You said eyebrows and I was like, I know exactly who you're talking. It's the man with the nose and the eyebrows and
the mustache.
Like a mustache.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the last hotel I did, guys, which I can figure out pretty quick, I think. It is the Bullock Hotel. So Mr. Bullock himself. I don't remember his first name. Sorry. Anyway, so that's a Phantom Bellboy. There is also the baby in the basement. So many hear a baby crying in the basement. Some claim to hear the cries of a woman along with the crying of the baby. Some claim it's more of a wail of the woman. Now, mostly maintenance and other authorized employees hear this. Nothing is for sure known why they hear this. And it actually spooks a lot of people so badly, they're seen sprinting out of there. Now, The local legend is that there was a sex worker who would be forced to kill her child after giving birth in the tunnels.
Oh my God.
And so they believe that this may be the source of the ghostly infant cries and the woman wailing. That is just local legend.
Mm-hmm.
How accurate that is, the locals in history, I don't know. It's there. It's what the locals say.
Okay. If you said who hears it?
It's mostly because it's in the basement, so it's mostly maintenance and other authorized workers. I think it was they said laundry.
The people I want to be an unauthorized worker.
Okay, you want to be? You don't want to work there at all.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. No. I want to see someone running out of the basement and be like, "What's their problem?" And then continue walking out of the building.
Exactly. There is also a basement shadow man. Many claim to see this apparition. It is a 6-foot-tall shadow man. They're described as tall and menacing. And they also tend to attempt to intimidate people who are in the basement. And they frequently appear to delivery drivers and repairmen and try to intimidate them.
Okay, stop it. He's just doing their They're just working.
I know. There's also a dancing couple. I think you'll like this one.
Aww.
A dancing couple is often seen in the cocktail lounge. Basically, what people see is there's a transparent couple seen just dancing and laughing and having a great time. And they're in older clothing.
I want to be them.
They're great, right? They're just having fun.
And they're like,
just want to have fun.
I am imagining they are just happy and in love for the rest of their lives.
They're
for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, they're fine. They are fine. Just leave the dancing couple alone.
Mm-hmm.
The next supposed ghost is the bank robber.
The one that died?
Yep. The man that couldn't finish his drink.
That's why he's there, because he has unfinished business, and the business is a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. It's probably whiskey. Great.
Many. Sorry. Did you hear the change in my voice?
No whiskey for you.
That's, I know. Trust me. Many believe they hear him saying, like, hello, good morning, that type of stuff. More specifically, you hear this from the manager or the different managers of the bar when they would be opening up the bar daily. They would hear his greeting. So he's just waiting patiently for a drink.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that he may move bar stools and drinks around. Many claim
help, sir. I got this.
I know, right?
Many Maybe he's just moving. Like, there's a lady that walks in. He's like, oh, you know, I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to give her my chair. You can't have my drink. That's why he drinks. I mean, that's why he moves it.
Yeah, but if I'm sitting there and my drink moves, oh, hell no. Give me my drink back.
Oh, if my drink moves, we're going to have a problem. I'm imagining, like, he's moving from his own chair and taking his drink with him.
That's unclear. They just say drinks. I don't think they serve him a drink daily.
Oh, they only, like, every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not going to finish it anyway. You're wasting our profits.
Please stop, okay?
Yeah.
Now, many claim to see him out of the corner of their eyes, just a man hanging out the bar. Sometimes he is seen as a half-bloody man.
Oh.
At the bar. I mean, he did succumb to his gunshot wound. So, it might be why he's seen as bloody.
If I see a bloody man at a bar, I'm telling you right now, give that spirit a spirit. He needs it.
Yeah, right?
He needs a shot.
Some guests also claim to have the feeling of being watched while they're in the bar. Others say they get the chills when they're enjoying their drink. And a lot of people, most people believe this to be the bank robber, though some will say this could just be like the Wild West figures that were in the shootouts and all the fun stuff there.
Okay.
I like to think it's the bank robber, just like, you, that's my seat. That's where I sit every single day. And you took it, you know?
He's sitting there like, gee, must be nice to finish a drink every now and then, huh?
Yeah. He's like, wonder what that tastes like. Sweet, sweet victory. I
didn't
get a chance.
Did you buy that with the money you got from the bank?
He's probably real upset. Okay, we're going to get into some specific rooms now. So we have the meat man in room 220.
I hate him already. The meat man?
That's what everyone refers to him as.
Why?
Okay, hold on. So this man lived there. He was a long-term boarder in late 70s, early 80s. Okay. And this man was a little odd. He was known to hang raw meat from the chandelier. Get the hell out, sir. Get out of my hotel.
Okay, that's a little better than what I had in mind. Because I thought you were going to tell me, like, this is a man selling pork cutlets out of a trench coat or something. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. He might be. He was hanging just raw meat from the chandelier.
Where else is he going to hang it?
From the curtains? Why is he hanging it?
Don't you have to hang, like, sausages and stuff? Wait, okay, what kind of meat?
I didn't have a specific anything.
Because there's, like, you know, sausages and stuff, you have to hang them. I don't know why they hang them.
Okay, why but this is in the 70s and 80s. Refrigerators were a thing.
And this was, like so hold on, you're telling me they came in to clean his room, like, if he lived there, but I'm going to say, like, once a week, probably. They came in to clean his room. And every Tuesday, this poor woman was like, son of a bitch, Jerry, do you have to hang your
pig carcass from the ceiling? Yes, oh, that carcass. Is what I'm saying, okay?
Do you have to hang it from the chandelier? Do you know how hard it is to get in the nooks and crannies to get your chicharrones out?
Yeah. Point is that he would hang this meat, this raw meat, from the chandelier. And in the early 80s, he was found in his room 3 days after he passed.
Oh,
it's
no.
unclear of what he passed from. We just know he passed away. Meat Man did.
What happened to his meat?
I'm assuming they took it off the chandelier. Okay.
So did they take it off every time and he put it back? Or
that's unclear.
Because I feel like after a while, I would be like, you know what? I would tell my boss, like, I'm not touching it. It's right. pointless.
I'd be like, you know what? It just leave his meat alone, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, this is the X.
Episode. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You said it. You got there.
I was talking about the meat he hanged from the chandelier.
This is a horrible episode.
Oh my god. Dad, I'm sorry. This is Amanda's fault.
I did nope.
She started this with the magazines, the naughties.
And you finished it with the meat man.
I am not even done, okay? We're gonna be talking about some sex workers very last. Anyways. So he's found 3 days after he passes away. Now, after this man's death, shortly after, a poor maintenance worker has to go in and do some repairs to the room, probably to the chandelier, probably replacing some carpet, you know.
More likely, yeah.
He's got a lot of work ahead of him, okay?
Mm-hmm. I bet he's happy to be out of the basement for a minute, though.
Probably not, because he's in there and he's like, oh, I need to go grab something. And it's like a new fixture. So he needs to go and grab that, probably from the basement. So he turns off the lights, locks the door, and heads to get what he needs. He returns a few minutes later, and the TV was on full blast, volume all the way up. The lights were now on, and the linens on the bed had clearly been ripped off of the bed and tossed around the room. Some sources said the sheets were actually ripped, like they were shredded. Mm-hmm. Other sources just say they were off of the bed.
No.
Yeah.
That fixture's not getting fixed. I gotta go.
I'm going back to the basement.
I'm not dealing with the basement and this bullshit in Meat Man's room.
I'm doing one or the other. Make your decision. Send Jerry up here, okay?
Yeah. You know what? Seniority. Make Jerry do it.
Unless Jerry had seniority and was like, you go do it. I'm not going to.
Then you make Billy do it. You hire a kid off the street and you're like, hey, do you want to learn a trade? And the kid's like, it's, I don't know, what is it now? The 60s?
80s.
The 80s. It's the 80s. I would love to buy comic books. And they were okay. Like, cool. Go.
I'll buy you a comic replace book this. Once a week go, for the next year.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go replace this meaty chandelier.
No big deal.
You learned that in school, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we learned in school. So today it's common for the TV to act upon its own, even though it has been replaced numerous times. Also, the guests will claim to feel a pair of cold hands touching them in their sleep, typically described as cold men's hands.
Oh, why is it a man's hands?
Because it's the meat man.
But no, I meant like, how do you know? I just imagine big, stubby, clammy hands.
That's what I'm assuming.
Touching me where?
It doesn't specify.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay. Oh, no.
In addition to this, a lot of people claim to hear coughing, laughing, and full conversations coming from the room when it is empty.
Who the hell is he talking to?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. Maybe he's waiting. He's talking to his prized meats that are hanging from the chandelier.
You think he gives them individual names, or is all the meat the same name?
He probably gives them individual names and unique voices.
Okay. So yeah. He's got Billy Bob and Thornton.
Yeah. Okay. All different voices, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is the meat man in room 220.
I hate it. Let's go.
The next one is the rocking chair, which is in room 305. Room 305 is considered one of the most active rooms, if not the most active room in the hotel. Again, this is a long-term boarder who was housed in this room. This was an elderly woman. She was actually known to sit by the window for hours, just looking out. Some people think she was looking for something. I personally don't care because she could be lost in thought, just hanging out in her elderly moments. And daydreaming about whatever.
I feel like that's what old women do, though, right? Like, isn't that a stereotype? Like, they just sit in front of the door or the window, and then they call you at, like, 9 o'clock at night, and they're like, who's that man in your driveway for 3 hours today? And you're like, calm down, Thelma. This is my life.
I was going to say, calm down, Connie.
Connie, I like Connie.
I like Connie, sorry. You know what? This might, that might be a Southern thing.
Oh, yeah. Is Arizona Southern? I guess not, right?
They'd be considered Western.
No. Okay. What do Southwesterner ladies do? Knit?
I don't know. I don't
think they knit. They probably drink. I mean, she lived in a saloon, basically, right?
I hope she did. I hope she enjoyed her time there as she...
Honestly, yeah.
So, many report seeing a woman in the rocking chair just chilling near the window. This is not only guests, but housekeeping as well. And a lot claim to see the rocking chair move on its own and also like significantly move. Like if housekeeping moved the chair away from the window, they would come back and it would be back by the window.
She was like, don't touch my damn chair.
This is where I was sitting. Okay. They also in the closet hear some knocking noises.
Okay.
We're going to tack that on the end.
Cool.
All right, the next and last specific room is the Women of the Night room, which is room 306. In the early 1940s, two sex workers, they find a John. They're brought back to Hotel Monte Vista, taken to room 306. Unfortunately, while they are there, they would be murdered and their bodies thrown from the third floor room. Many guests that stay in this room report being woken up at night, and they struggle or are completely unable to fall back asleep due to the eerie feeling of being watched. Uh-huh. And this is not the safest room for men because male guests will report that they have the feeling of hands on them, specifically hands on their mouths and throats, rendering them unable to breathe.
Oh my gosh.
Typically in the middle of the night, waking them up. And men also claim to have dreams of being held down and strangled.
They're pissed.
Rightfully so.
I mean, yeah.
But a lot of people say that, I mean, these are the spirits of the women and they're angry. Duh.
Yeah. A man said that, didn't they?
Probably.
Yeah. That was like Cody earlier when he was like, you want something? You want me to bring something home? Yeah, some donuts.
A donut that I told you about hours ago. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the same thing. This man was like, well, do you think they're mad? Yes. Yes. They're mad.
Do you want anything? Yes. A damn donut with sprinkles on it. God. Thank you.
Honestly, we could learn from them because they're making their hints known. Men are picking up their hints.
Right. Men are like, okay, I hear you. I think you don't think want me mad. To breathe.
Yeah.
Obviously, these women have a deep hatred for men. Some said it was a desired vengeance is what they believe it is, which... Okay. I mean, in their defense, they are ghosts because of a man.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Might have some trust issues. I can see that.
So I can understand. I'm just saying. I'm not condoning their actions. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't condone them, but I can understand where they come from.
Exactly. Now, other ghostly encounters or things seen or heard around the hotel include footsteps that follow guests.
Nope. I hate it.
Whispers in their ear from behind.
No. Oh, that's just... that... I hate that from the pit of my stomach.
I'm just sharing the information, that's all. Weird noises from empty rooms. Furniture being moved. Possibly some poltergeist activity. A light bulb's getting unscrewed. The lobby phone will ring with no explanation. Like, you'll answer...
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
If that's my job, I would hate answering the phone.
Items get knocked over. Music from the second floor lobby can be heard when there is clearly no band. Some claim to see a woman wandering the halls outside of the rooms. This is typically near 210, but it said it was others. And in this area, they also don't allow guests with pets to check into that room since pets will lose their minds with fear. And
I'm glad that they just squash that then.
They're like, we're probably because dogs and cats are freaking out all night long. And they're like, okay, I want a moment of peace. And I've had this phone ringing off the hook between the ghost and the guest. I can't get a grasp, okay?
I'm tired of replacing the furniture because these damn dogs chewed it in anxiety.
I'm so sick of screwing in these light bulbs and the damn dogs, okay?
Look, meat man, if you're going to hang your meat from the chandelier, at least leave the bulbs in it.
At least, it's not even just leaving. It's just unscrewing them, but leaving the bulbs there.
That's even worse.
At least that's how I understood it.
That's even worse. Oh my gosh, you did say just unscrewing the light bulb. I heard you say that, and I immediately thought that they were gone.
No, I'm understanding this as it just gets a little quarter churn.
Oh, I'm pissed. I'm so mad. Oh, that poor guy. He didn't have to replace a fixture. He had to screw in the light bulbs. That's what he had to do. I'd be so mad.
Oh my god.
You're giving me some good ideas to passive aggressively get back at James though next time he makes me mad.
Okay, yeah, do that. That's a good idea. Okay. I mean, you could do what I do with Cody and just tattle on him to my dad, but I think that holds more weight than you tattling to your dad on James.
Yeah, my dad's just gonna, I can tell you right now, he's just gonna send back LOL.
Look, I'm just telling you, my dad at least has my back. Mostly because what I do is I lead the tattletaling sessions by reminding my dad of something Cody did to my dad. Like, dad, he called you old.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
He's like, he also did this.
He also wouldn't rub my shoulders today.
Yeah. After I was demanded so that. Sore from work.
I was so sore from growing babies.
Mm-hmm.
So technically he did it to not just me, but he did it to the words too.
Cody's so screwed. I bet he's like, this is, I just want him out. Me too, babe. I want him out too.
Okay, the last thing is that there are often seen two painted ladies in the pool hall and lounge.
Painted?
I don't know what that means, but I saw it in multiple sources. All right, so the Hotel Monte Vista encourages guests to try to communicate with the entities. Not that they're doing ghost hunts from what I could find. They just say, yeah, go for it.
Wait, all of them or just the painted ladies specifically?
Just the Hotel Monte Vista encourages them to try to communicate with any entities.
Okay.
They also encourage you to ask their staff about their experiences, specifically housekeeping. So if you ever go, please ask and tell me the stories. I won't be staying there.
No.
I don't want, look, I got two babies and they're both boys. They're at risk of being strangled by a ghost. Not happening, so.
Okay, what I do, I would love to know if anybody has stayed in Meat Man's room and hung sausage from the chandelier.
That I want to know what happened. Against the rules now, though.
It can't be against the rules. You encourage me to reach out to these ghosts. And now you're trying to police how I do that? Absolutely not. No, okay. I'll take it down.
One of our listeners, or all of our listeners, you guys need to book. I don't remember what room it is. I think it's 306, Meat Man's room.
302?
Nope, it was, no, that was the old 220. Lady, right? No, 305. We were way off. And we were both way off.
Yeah. We're just making up rooms. 406?
709? No, it was room 220. Yeah, go ahead and hang some sausages. Hang meats from the chandelier, mm-hmm. if there's even a chandelier in there anymore.
Yeah.
Because maybe they got rid of that and said, no more.
What I'm going to need is for somebody to stay in this hotel room. And you know what? You can do this for like $10. $20 if you're feeling saucy. So you just get some of those, the ornament hangers around Christmas time. 99 mm-hmm. cents, right? For like 720 of them suckers.
And then that you're going to lose before Christmas too.
Well, you don't have to take them with you. I mean, just bring them with you to the hotel and then just spend another dollar at Christmas. Matter of fact, I'll send you a dollar, but get some of those. And then just hang lunch meat from the chandelier.
That's all you need to do. Everywhere that you can.
Yes.
Every space you can.
Just hang some lunch meat there.
See, maybe don't do lunch meat. Maybe do like beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, because then you can eat it when you're done. But it has to be raw, right?
I mean, he was using raw meat, but is beef jerky really It's dehydrated. I mean, that's kind of it. I'm just saying, you've got options, okay? Will he respond to beef jerky? Maybe do an experiment. One night where you do beef jerky, another night where you do lunch meat, another night where you do a whole chicken. I don't know. Just do some experimenting. Let us know if he communicates with you.
Yes. You could even do turkey, ham, chicken. Let us know what works best for you.
So that is my story. That is the story of Hotel Monte Vista.
I rather enjoyed that one.
You got really excited when you saw the pictures. And I almost didn't put them in immediately.
Really?
Because I didn't want you to see like John Wayne and Bon Jovi and Marty McFly. Because I knew you'd be like, why are they in here? But I also knew you'd be like, I'm excited.
Yes. Because I know, I haven't heard much about this, but I know for a fact I've seen the picture of it. Doesn't look like it's quite dark, but with the
lights on.
Yeah, with the lights on, it's all lit up red on the street corner. Like, I know I've seen that picture before, mm-hmm. and I've heard a little bit about this. Definitely don't remember the meat man. Definitely probably will.
Forever.
Yes. Can't get that out of my head.
I can't help you there. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on. Thank you all for listening to Helen Heels Podcast. To see pictures from this episode, you can follow us on Instagram, Helen Heels Podcast, X Helen Heels Pod, or Facebook by searching Helen Heels Podcast. You can find us on Linktree by typing in Helen Heels Podcast. We should be the first thing that pops up. If you want to support us, please like, review, rate, share, and subscribe on your preferred listening platforms. If you want to take your support one step further so we can create more content for you, you can donate through Patreon, where we're working to release specials for our patrons. If you have your own true crime or paranormal story suggestions or words of encouragement, please email us at helenheelspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends to listen with you as well. Bye.
Bye.